So, Michael Spinks, glad to talk to you today about the roller rink being reopened. And I kind of wanted to, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is I know there's a couple different parts to this whole venture you've got going on, right? You've got a sports coaching business.
Yes, sir.
And the skating rink going on. So where should we start, I guess?
Wow, way back when.
Yeah.
Originally, we were going to be on Grand Avenue, and when the opportunity of Skate Palace came available, you know, through, you know, the family I'm dealing with now, who I'd like to say, you know, very good family, and I know that they want to remain anonymous, but I'll say this. If you need to get your eyes checked or need to get an eye doctor, there's a good one on Broad Avenue that you can go check out. But they're a great family, very easy to deal with, and they're all about community. But when Skate Palace became available, I've been trying to get that for actually before, you know, probably 5 years now. And now I finally had an opportunity to get it. And everything I want to do, the batting cages, the arcade, the youth center, you know, a place where kids can go after school and, you know, get a hot dog if they're hungry and, you know, play basketball or hit baseballs and also get their homework done and get mentorship. That's what I grew up on here in Galesburg, and that's what my brother did, Victor, and we're just trying to bring that back here to Galesburg again.
So it's all going to be, all of what you're describing is going to be in the confines of what was the Skate Palace?
Exactly. I have 6 acres over there, and, you know, not to put the cart before the horse, but there are, you know, plans to do some bigger things there. Obviously, I said, you know, the batting cages with technology that, you know, you only see like up in Chicago or other places, a basketball court, an arcade, but also, you know, I'm in talks with, you know, a friend of mine owns a bowling alley in the suburbs, and, you know, we're trying to get that, you know, not a big one like we, you know, we lost Northgate, but, you know, I think only Galesburg needs 15 to 20 lanes, and we'll be, you know, suffice with that. On the other side of the trees behind the Skate Palace, there's another acre, which, you know, we've talked about putting like a miniature putt-putt out there. So there's, like I said, I mean, this is, you know, we're in different phases right now. We're at phase zero, getting open. I'm open now. I'm working on phase one, you know, with getting the building for the batting cage or whatnot.
But like you said, right now, the skating is open, right?
Yes, sir.
And so, and before we officially got on the air here, you were saying that you've done pretty well and there's been some nice attendance so far, right?
Last week, we've been open probably a total of like a week, and not counting the trial period we had where we had over 600 skaters, you know, throughout the whole day. Yeah, we're open, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday right now, and I'm working on a day during the week. I'm kind of leaning towards Wednesdays because I know that could be a church youth group night where churches can come out, and, you know, that can also, it's going to be probably once or twice a month, a free or discounted skate night. And, you know, said just, I mean, if we have a cost, but if someone comes in a little short, you know, we're not going to turn them away. I mean, that's how I was raised. I was raised with, you know, as long as you, you know, keep your nose clean and do what you got to do, you know, you're going to be able to come in and enjoy the amenities we have here.
Yeah. So you, what are your regular hours now?
On Fridays, we're going to start opening up at 5 o'clock. The first session will be from 5 to 8, and then the second session will be from 8 to 11, and then some weekends we'll have a 21 and up, an adult skate that would go until 1 a.m.
You know, like I said, I've heard you speak before the city council, and I think you've got maybe some grants too. I don't want to get this too mixed up in more controversial debates, but I know you've talked about filling somewhat of a void of a lack of a community center, and we know what the city's going forward with the community center. That aside, but, you know, some of the amenities that we've lost, like a bowling alley and the skating and just some mentorship and place for kids to go. Can you kind of talk about why kind of the pull that you felt there and the void that was in Galesburg?
Yes, sir. I yeah, at city council, and I want to always just sit back and, you know, listen and observe it. But then the one I went to where there was people from our community getting up, and I know another lady even started crying because she had to go to Peoria to take her kids or her grandkids someplace. So it kind of moved me to get up and say, you know, just be patient. The skating rink's going to come along. But, you know, the city council, all those guys, I tip my cap to, because they have the tougher job here in Galesburg. I think. Mm-hmm. You know, the police and fire, yeah, they do a great job. The mayor, he's a great guy, and he's all about, you know, wanting something for the community, and, you know, I back him 100%. And I know that they are going to get this community center built. I'm not trying to, I guess you can use the word, do something to overshadow with them. They have a $9 million budget. Mike mm-hmm. Spinks doesn't have a budget.
Yeah.
So it's just basically putting myself around the table with people that we can do this. I don't have a lot of money, but I have the resources and connections, you know, with professional athletes. Steve Trout is a good friend of mine, and, you know, he's in this with me. But yeah, I trying to do what the city wants to do, but at a much smaller basis, I guess you could call it.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, you know, I think the community center and everything that they're trying to do, you know, to get the kids, the older people, the middle-aged people, they need some place to go. Even if they go twice a year, at least, you know, they have a place to go.
Yeah. I know sometimes people worry that, you know, when a bunch of kids get together, there's going to be some trouble, there's going to be some shenanigans or whatever.
Right.
Can you kind of just, I guess, assure us that it's a safe environment?
Yes, sir. We have, you know, besides our skate referees and, you know, myself and Victor, and we have other, you know, I don't want to call them security guards, but we have people that, you know, they'll be at the front door, and he'll sit there and make sure, obviously, you know, people don't just come and go and, you know, cause trouble. But I just, you know, want the parents to know that, yeah, they can drop their kids off on a Sunday at 1 o'clock. And if they want to stay for both sessions, they can pick them up at 8 o'clock and know that they're going to be safe.
Mm-hmm. And any adult skate nights or anything like that that you have in the works? Or
yeah, actually, this Saturday we're going to do an adult skate night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to be 21 and above. And I think I got an email or a text. Someone said, when can you do a 60 and older, you know, an older crowd,
yeah,
which, you know, that could be in the works also. And it doesn't have to be a Saturday night. It can be any night of the week. So if a group calls or says, hey, can we rent the place out? We're a senior citizens thing, or we're a church group. We're definitely going to open our doors to them.
Mm, very good. Just anything else that we haven't covered that you just like people to know about what you're up to?
I just, you know, I think the best way to say this is if people, you know, no matter what they heard about Mike Spinks or, you know, with the reputation of the Skate Palace in the past, don't judge it until you come and check it out for yourself. And, you know, I think you'll be, you know, really surprised of, you know, the changes and the whole atmosphere and the whole energy you're going to get when you walk in.
Yeah. I know a lot of people are excited about it. So very good. And congratulations.
I appreciate your time. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.